People are really concerned and some worried about what's going to be happening now that President Trump has withdrawn from the agreement with Iraq. People are concerned about what's going to happen with North Korea. Will they launch nuclear warheads at some point in the near future, far future? How about all of this business about unfair trade practices? And we're hearing the different nations upset with President Trump because of the tariffs he's wanting to put into play. And they're talking about, understandably, retaliating. We still haven't recovered from the recession that was brought on us a few years ago. And people are still stressed out because the incomes are not being kept up with the increased cost of living, the ever-increasing cost of living. People are stressing. How am I going to pay back these student loans, these school loans? And some people are already, you know, you got people who owe school loans and they're wondering how they're going to pay them back. You have some people saying, will I ever be able to get a college education, or will I be priced right out of it, right out of that opportunity? Because they're looking at it long range, short range, you name the range. And they know what's happening with a lot of other people who have taken out school loans and are struggling to pay them back. And what a dilemma. What a dilemma. We know for a fact that, generally speaking, people with less education have a harder time in the world, have a harder time making it financially, when it comes to getting the better paying jobs. But we also know that people are getting stuck with these loans where their incomes don't come anywhere near what they need to be to pay off the school loans. And they know we still got to live. We still got to pay rent. A lot of people aren't even thinking about mortgage now. We're still gonna have to pay rent. We'll still have to have some kind of transportation, even if it's just being able to pay for the public transportation every day to get us back and forth to work. We're still going to have to eat, and the cost of the food is going up, and people are stressing because of the financial quagmire that our world is in. And then we have husbands and wives who are unfaithful to each other. And they're causing more stress for each other and for the children. And then we have people who, for one reason or another, whether it's for pure pleasure and then it turns into addiction, or because they're trying to medicate themselves, they're trying to escape their pain, their emotional, mental pain, their spiritual pain. Drug use becomes a part of the picture. And it only makes matters worse for that person and for their family members. Stress, anxiety, all over. We need peace. And here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to pursue it. It doesn't just show up. We've got to pursue it. That's part of the reason that we go about the business of entering into a restored relationship with God, no matter what anyone else has to say about it. There are going to be people who are going to say, well, you go ahead and do that if you want to. I think you're crazy, but let them think that we're crazy. There are going to be people who think that we're weak. because we want to have a restored and beautiful relationship with our Creator. It takes courage and it takes strength. It takes boldness to be a follower of Christ, to reconnect with that Creator. Because as much sense as it makes to be in good relationship with our Creator, to a lot of people, it sounds foolish. To a lot of people, that is repugnant. To a lot of people, that is repulsive. And if you do it, they'll hate you. All over the world, they will hate you. And that's why you have to pursue peace, because it's not going to just be dropped into our bellies, dropped into our spirits, dropped into our minds. We have to pursue it. But if we will pursue God, the Prince of Peace, He will give us His peace. But we've got to be willing to shut out all the others and receive God's peace, instead of shutting out God and receiving man's peace. Man's peace will never make us fully whole and completely fulfilled. It can't. Especially when you think about the fact that as soon as those people who are saying, "Hey, man, I got your back. I got your back. Girl, I got your back." As soon as you start making some decisions that they don't like, that go against their lifestyle, that go against the positions they take in the world, the approaches to the world that they assume, it's just a matter of time for their turn on you. God's peace is available to all who trust in God. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal." You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind, her whose mind is steadfast because they trust in you. I want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, let's make that connection. Let's allow the Spirit of God to reconnect us to our God. Help us be in a good relationship with Him. Admitting, you know, I've blown it. I've lived in ways that I know you haven't wanted me to live. I'm ready to come back now. I am ready to connect. I'm ready to submit. So I am submitting right now. Forgive me. Make me clean from head to toe. My entire inner being, make me clean so that I'll be pleasing to you. And help me for the rest of my life live in such a way as to please you. Help me live that way all the way into eternity. Gotta pursue it, ladies and gentlemen. We have to pursue it, because we have folks who will be, and forces that will be trying to pull us back, trying to prevent us from doing that. Once we've made the commitment, they'll try to prevent us from keeping the commitment. We've got to pursue it. We're in pursuit of peace. Let's talk about this some more next time.